Welcome, everybody. Shir number 846, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so I just want to explain something which some people ask here and there. It's important to clear up. We are in the middle of Siman Reish Ches, and we actually went through some of the halachas last year in reference to when somebody makes a bar priyo, a alho eitz, val priyo eitz, the after bracha, of which is made on, let's say, grapes, something from the Shivas Aminim, to make the after bracha of alho eitz. So then, we said that we brought them from the Shulchan Aruch that it would also encompass if they're eating grapes, let's say they ate the right amount, they have to make alho eitz, that would also cover if they ate an apple or an orange, but it does not cover other foods. We wanted to finish off that subject. Hopefully next year we'll get back to that. Bezras Hashem, I just want to talk about one quick thing. In reference to Shinoi Mokim, which does get complicated, Shinoi Mokim is a very complicated subject, in reference to changing places when one is drinking, eating, whether it's Shahakol, Bari Pri Eitz, Bari Pri Adama, where Shinoi Mokim does apply, and we've spoken about in the past many times, it does not apply. Shinoi Mokim, the halachas, which pertain to the changing places when it comes to mezonos, of course, when it comes to benching, when it comes to mezonos, then it does not apply. And when it comes to the Shivas Aminim, then it was a machlaikis. So we'll put that on the side burner for now. But I just want to explain, it's important to keep in mind when somebody, let's say they leave the building, I have my coffee, a person's drinking a coffee, right? Again, what's the case? I'm drinking a coffee, and again, I don't want to mix this up with the halachas of Holchei Drachim. You have Shinoi Mokim and Holchei Drachim. Shinoi Mokim is if somebody went outside, right? I'm drinking my coffee and I'm coming back. My coffee's sitting on the table. Or even if I'm carrying my coffee, but let's make it easier. I'm drinking my coffee and I'm coming back. I had to go outside to put the garbage, whatever, next door or in the backyard or whatever. You know, I had to go bring out the garbage and whatever the case was. And I had to go outside and I left my house. I don't see my place, nothing. So now when you come back, you need a new bracha on that same coffee. You'll say, what do you mean it's the same cup of coffee? You still need a new bracha, new shahakol. So that's as far as Shahakol. And the same thing would apply by Ho'etz and Ho'adoma. But let's say I'm eating cookies, and now I went to take out the garbage, right? I went, again, the same thing. I went outside, I walked down, whatever, I don't see the place, I came back 5 minutes later, whatever, but my cookies are sitting on the table. I made a Barumin Mizonos, and I had in mind to continue eating. That's not the question over here, changing mind, but I changed my place. I went outside, right? It's Shinoi Mokim, so you would not need a new bracha on the Mizonos. I mean, I don't want to get into the bread part of it, of course, if you're in the middle of a meal, then you don't have to make over a hamotzi. That's also, I'm not going to get into all that, but we're talking about plain and simple. The cookies are on the table, and I'm not traveling anywhere. I went outside, I left my house, I'm halfway down whatever the case is, and I'm coming back. When I come back, if it's Shahakol, Ho'adama, Ho'etz, new bracha. If it's mezonos, my cookies, cake, pretzels, whatever it is, I'm eating a bag of pretzels, I'm sitting and munching on a bag of pretzels, mezonos, so then I would not have to make over my mezonos. So now, but what I want to explain, which I think is important, al chazara, a review, and just we have an understanding. This only applies to the first bracha. In other words, the bracha of Shahakol, Wadama, and Ho'etz, which we've spoken about in the past. But this needs, these halachas need constant chazara. These are things that are coming up constantly, many, many times a day, obviously, which we could all understand. And it's something that we have to constantly review. And before I continue, the halachas of Holchei Drachim, what I said, it's not the same thing, we shouldn't mix it up, right? Shinoi Mokim is going out of your house and coming back, whatever, or I'm taking the same thing, but I had in mind to stay in my house, and now I changed, I'm going out, or I went out, whatever, I'm sitting in the house. Holchei Drachim is that I'm traveling, right? I make a bracha either outside or even right in my house right before I leave or whatever, and I have the water, I have the coffee, and I have in mind to continue traveling. So I'm in the car, out the car, I'm walking, whatever the case, that's not the issue, but I'm outside, I'm traveling, I'm going here, going there, I might even run into a store a minute, come back into the car, out the car. So that's, I have a mind not to stay in my house. I have a mind to travel. So that's called Holchei Drachim. I make the brach in the car and I continue traveling. That's no problem. Even if I make the brach in the house, right? A person has a mind to leave. I'm leaving. I make my shahakol. Let's say, for example, before I leave, right? I make the shahakol. I have a mind to continue traveling in the car and walking or whatever I'm going to be doing. or a bottle of water or a coffee, whatever. So then I continue outside, so that will be fine. So those are two separate things. Whereby Shinai Mokim, I'm sitting by my table, I'm sitting in my house and I'm drinking. I have no intentions of traveling anywhere, right? So those are two totally separate things. Holchei Drachim, I'm traveling, I have a mind traveling. Shinai Mokim, change of place, I have a mind, I'm sitting here. I had to go out for a minute, did garbage, I had to go get my child off the bus, whatever the case is, that's not the, you know, whatever the Siba the case was. Okay. So, but what I want to explain is very important, we should keep in mind, but that only applies when we, so that's whole Chedrachim. Now, getting back to the Shinai Mokim, the change of place only applies to a, first bracha. When it comes to the after bracha, in other words, the Shahakol, Adama, who ate, whatever, and by Mizonos, it doesn't apply, right? Okay, so now, coming to the after bracha, by after bracha, it doesn't apply. It's a totally different thing, meaning, if somebody made, they drank enough whereby they need a burn of fashis, right? Or you ate an apple, you need a burn of fashis, whatever the case is. So the fact that somebody went out, it doesn't cut anything off. A person still needs to make a burn of fashis. Now, the only difference is between the burn of fashis and alamichia, right? I ate my bunch of cookies, I ate my cake, I need to make an alamichia. By alhamichia, you actually, halachically, lechatchila for sure, you have to make the alamichia in the place where you ate, right? I ate my cookies in the kitchen, so I have to make my alamichia in the kitchen. I'm not getting into right now if you change rooms. That's a totally different set of halachas, which we have to talk about. But the bottom line is, I have to make my alhamichia in the place that I ate. When it comes to burn, if you went out, so you come back. You have to come back. When it comes to burn of fashis, we spoke about one should make the burn of fashis where you ate. Like this, you don't forget. There's a chayyadim who says that one has to be extremely careful not to leave the place, but not al pi halacha, that it's halachically not supposed to be done. By al hamich, you have to make it in the place. That's halacha. That's the halacha. By burn of fashis, halacha is you can make it wherever you are. You have to be careful not to be walking around. But let's say I'm, you know, whatever. I have to go outside. I go into a car. I'm sitting. I'm concentrating. Okay, so the halacha is you don't have to actually make it in the place. You have to sit and concentrate to make the burn of fashis. But halachically, you don't have to make it in the place whereby you ate. But when it comes to al hamichia, and benching also, but I don't want to talk about that right now. It's a little more complicated, various different ins and outs, but you make it alamich, you have to make it in the place whereby you ate. So I just want to get it straight, that when somebody leaves the house, the whole halachas of shinoi mokim, to change a place whereby you need a new bracha, by shahakov, adama, and awaits, only apply for the first bracha. The burn of fashis, the fact that you went out, you came back in, you made a new bracha, whatever. Let's say somebody came back in, they made a new shahakov, right, on the same cup of coffee, let's say. I walked outside, I went throughout the garden, I picked up my kid, whatever. So I came back, I have to make a new shahakol. But the burn of fashis never got cut off. You still have to make the same burn of fashis, whether you're in the house, out the house. That's nothing to do with anything. And assuming that you drank at some point the 3 ounces, right, in preferably 2 sips, or b'diavad, b'chdei chilas pras, under 4 minutes. Whereby al hamichya, the same thing, by alamichia, the mizonos doesn't get cut off, and the alamichia doesn't get cut off, but the extra thing is that you would have to come back, again, halachically, you have to come back and make the alamichia in the place where you ate. Okay, I just wanted to explain those. We should understand the distinction that is shinoi makom applies, the change of halachas of change of place, which we spoke about. All those halachas apply to the bracha before and not to the bracha after. So depending on what you're eating, one might have to make a new bracha, whether shahakol or adam or eats, zonos not, but the after bracha always stays intact as long as one ate or drank the right amount at the right amount of time. After bracha always has to be made. You went out of the house, didn't go out of the house, that has nothing to do with it. Like we said, you have to come back, alamichi, whatever. But there's no such thing as change of place in general as far as the chiyuv on the after bracha. Thank you for listening. Yaslochem bracha, kol tuv.